Basic instructions for Vipassana meditation. From the beginning and throughout the practice sessions, the strategies and fundamentals of Vipassana meditation will be given to you so that you become well established in the essentials of the techniques involved. Then it is important that the meditator understands the practice in its context. So a frame of reference is necessary in the form of a framework to the practice as given by the Buddha in his teaching in the Satipatthana Sutta, or the Discourse on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. As we go through the retreat, further instructions will be given both during the personal interviews and in the morning instruction session. The evening Dharma talks will elaborate on the teaching based on the texts sufficient at least to give you an overview of the basic practice. Added to this will be instruction on loving-kindness meditation to help support the Vipassana practice. To allow the practice to develop, the meditator must appreciate that Vipassana meditation is a holistic, dynamic practice that integrates three areas of practice. These three areas of practice are the basic practice structure to follow. If you can link them together, the benefit is that it will create a continuous thread of awareness throughout the day that brings the momentum that is needed to deepen the practice. These three practice areas are formal sitting, formal walking, and mindfulness during one's daily activities. First, formal sitting, where the primary focus is on the rise and fall movement of the abdomen, switching to secondary objects such as sensations, thinking, mind states, etc. as they arise. Then there's the formal walking, which is sensing into the movement of the foot as the component parts of the step in walking are meticulously noted. Then, during one's daily activities, maintaining clear knowing of all body movements and postures with the support of mentally noting throughout the day's activities. Now we come to the technique of mental noting, which is a useful device to support meditative attention in naming or labeling the various objects as you investigate your own body and mind experience. Used judiciously, it is a very useful tool for focusing and sustaining the attention. The noting is done by repeatedly making a mental note of whatever takes your attention in your mind and body experience. For example, the noting is done as touching, touching, feeling, feeling, thinking, thinking, etc. This is a powerful aid to help establish attentiveness, especially in the beginning of practice, when it is vital to systematically note or label as much as possible to establish the attention. Otherwise, it is possible to get lost in unnoticed wanderings of the mind with long periods of inattention. If the noting becomes mechanical or is so clumsy that it is interfering with the subtle attention, then one needs to back off and do it more lightly. When mentally noting, 90% or more of the effort should go into being with the experience of the object and the rest in the labeling. When you have succeeded in sustaining the attention and the awareness has matured, only then should the mental noting be dropped. Although I would be careful not to drop the noting prematurely, as it does have the advantage of helping develop mental detachment. Having acquired the ability to monitor your experience with just bare attention, you will need to return to the mental noting only when the attention weakens, is lost, or needs to be re-established. The mental noting can also be combined with the practice of orientating to a sense door by naming the physical and mental objects as they arise during a sense impression. This practice also helps with the restraint of the senses. Be careful not to analyze or classify what is being observed. Just register or note it without reaction, or if there is a reaction, be aware of the reaction itself. Instructions for sitting meditation. The first step is to find a balanced sitting posture. You should be relaxed, and yet your spine needs to be straight with its natural curve. You may have noticed how a five-year-old sits in a balanced way without effort. Allow your head to balance freely on the spine, checking that it is not pulled back or fixed. Allow your chin to drop slightly so that your eyes and ears are at about the same level with the face relaxed. If sitting on the floor, use cushions so that your knees are below your hips and in contact with the floor. Otherwise, your spine would collapse. Or else, use a chair with a firm base, but not a sofa. Slumping only increases the pressure on the legs and discomfort in the back. Check that your breathing is free and easy. Any restriction indicates a fixed posture. Turn your awareness to the parts of the body that contact the cushion, floor or chair, softening onto the supporting surfaces. At this stage, it is useful to spend 5 minutes scanning the entire body part by part in order to relax each individual region. Note that there is no such thing as the perfect posture. Postural aches will come and go as a natural part of the unfolding practice. One's posture will never be 100%. It is more important to concentrate on the meditation process at hand rather than trying to achieve a perfect posture. If pain becomes overwhelming or is due to injury, mindfully adjust the posture after noting the various sensations. However, as concentration develops, sensations of hotness, stiffness, and itchiness will arise as part of the contemplation of feeling and sensations. And here it is important to note them mindfully without fidgeting. It is sensible to attend to your posture with wisdom, not insensitive willpower. Posture will improve with time, but you need to work with the body, not use force against it. If you have a lot of pain during a period of sitting, change posture. Sit on a chair or use a kneeling stool or even stand up for a while. A preparatory session at the beginning of the sitting session is valuable, where you systematically relax and open up the body and check your sitting posture. So in checking your posture, are the hips leaning back, as this will cause you to slump? The lower back should retain its natural unforced curve so that the abdomen is forward and open. Imagine that someone is gently pushing between the shoulder blades, but keep the muscles relaxed. Note and gently release any tension in the neck and shoulder region. Once you have settled into a comfortable, upright, balanced position, then you are ready to begin meditating. Do not move the body during a formal sitting session unless you absolutely have to. If you do move, then note the movement and sensations as you move. Be clear about what has caused you to move. Is it the pain or discomfort of the posture, or is it some agitation in the mind? In this way, you will come to know cause and effect. Tuning into the primary object of the meditation. One needs to first establish the attention into the body. To do this, you connect with the predominant touch sensation of hardness or softness from the body's contact with the cushion or chair. This will anchor the attention to the body, especially when assisted with a mental label of touching. Stay with a sitting touch point until it is well defined. Then, from the sitting touch point, allow the attention to move into the natural rise and fall movement of the abdomen, which then becomes the primary meditation focus. Having tuned into the movement, make a mental note or label as rising, concurrent with the upward movement and falling, falling with the downward movement. Make sure when noting the rise and fall movement of the abdomen that you are connecting with the airflow and not just the conceptual form and shape of the abdomen. When you have tuned in to the specific characteristics in the movement, such as vibration, pressure, etc., and the subtle, fine nuances of a movement, then one knows that one is on track. Primary and secondary objects. The primary focus in the sitting meditation is the movement caused by the expansion and contraction of the abdomen. This is not to be confused with any breathing practice. Be careful not to manipulate or force the natural movement in any way. Close attentiveness to the internal abdominal movement has to be established and developed by the meditator from the beginning. You will find that secondary objects, such as thinking, body sensation, pain, emotions, mind states, mental images, etc., will take the attention away. You must then allow the attention to avert to them and mentally note these secondary objects as best as you can without reaction. Just register the secondary objects as they manifest with bare attention, that is, as an impartial observer, a witness. After which, one returns again to the rise and fall movement of the abdomen with close attentiveness. It is important to be aware of the specific characteristics of the various experiences under observation. For example, a series of sensations in the movement of the abdomen, or the specific characteristics found in pain, such as heat, throbbing, etc. Maintaining the cross-legged sitting posture without moving allows you to focus intensely and apprehend at a microscopic level the body's elements and the subtle mind events. Maintaining presence during the changeover. At the end of each sitting session, allow for a gentle transition. That is, do not abruptly break out of the meditation, but carefully follow through by being aware of unfolding the limbs while noting the body sensations, the release of the pressure in the posture, and the detailed movement in standing up and stretching. In this way, you are carrying the practice into the next activity, as well as sustaining the mindfulness and concentration that would have developed during the sitting session. Take extra care in the travelling between the sitting and formal walking meditation. Note all the detailed movements of the body as you move. Try to do this without a break, because by connecting the sitting and walking sessions, it will allow for the continuity of the practice to develop that is necessary for the meditation to deepen. The technique in walking meditation. While meditation is usually associated with the sitting posture, Vipassana meditation exercises are also practiced while walking. The walking exercise is essentially about the awareness of movement as you note the component parts of the steps. Alternating walking meditation with sitting meditation helps to keep one's meditation practice in balance and the mind fresh and the body relaxed. Walking meditation is a skillful way to energize the practice if the calming effect of sitting is making you dull or you are becoming overly concentrated. Actually, for many experienced insight meditators, it can be the preferred mode, as it is a dynamic meditation that invigorates the practice. You will need to find a level surface from 10 to 15 meters long on which you can walk back and forth. Your arms should hang naturally with your hands slightly grasped in front. Gaze at a point about 2 meters on the floor in front of you to avoid visual distractions. Establish your attentiveness by first noting the standing posture and the touch sensation of feet contacting the floor at the start of the walking track. Then, as you walk, keep the attention on the movement of the foot without identifying with it, and not on the leg or any other part of the body. For the first 5 to 10 minutes or so, you can start with noting each step as left, right. Then you can move to noting 4 parts of each step: lifting, pushing, dropping, and touching. Mentally note or label each step part by part, building up until you are noting all the 6 component parts: raising, lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, and pressing. Concurrently, though, with the actual experience of the movement. While walking and noting the parts of the step, you will probably find the mind is still thinking. Not to worry. Keep focused on the noting of the steps as long as the thoughts remain just as background thoughts. However, if you find you have been walking and lost in thought, you must stop and vigorously note the thinking as thinking, thinking, thinking until it stops. Then re-establish your attention on the movement of the foot and carry on. Keep the foot soft and relaxed, and be careful that the mental noting does not become so mechanical that you lose the experience of the movement. Try to do a minimum walking period of 30 minutes and build it up to a full hour. Strategically, it is better to do a walking period before a sitting session, especially first thing in the morning, as it loosens stiff muscles, and also after meals, as it assists digestion and helps to avoid sleepiness. If you can alternate the walking and sitting sessions without any major breaks, you will develop a continuity of awareness that naturally carries through into the awareness of daily activities. The mindfulness of daily activities. For the awareness to deepen, continuity that gives momentum to the practice must be maintained for at least 3 or more hours in the practice day. Continuity arises through careful and precise attention to movements and postures for as long as possible during the routine activities of the day. Again, we use the primary and secondary object strategy to maintain awareness throughout the day. As you walk about in the retreat environment, maintain awareness of or mentally note the steps that you are as you walk, as walking, walking. Then as you stand, standing, standing. Or when sitting, sitting, sitting. Or lying down, as lying down. That is, noting the 4 postures as the primary focus. Then as other things take your attention, such as seeing, hearing, thinking, mind states, etc., they become secondary objects. In this way, you naturally maintain moment-to-moment awareness during daily activities. It is a simple thing to do and is used as a thread of awareness practice from which you can find more details in the postures as your mindfulness intensifies. Monitor the 4 main postures throughout the day until the end of the day when you lay down to take rest for the night. There are many details to be found in the postural movements as you make a transition from one posture to another. This will help to maintain the continuity of the attention, which in Vipassana practice is the key to its success. Upon awakening of a morning, you would start this attentiveness to the postures from the moment of awakening in bed in the lying down posture. First note or be aware of all the touch sensations of the body on the bed. Then as you rise, note the sitting posture, the sitting, sitting. And having got out of bed, you are standing. Note it as standing, standing. And as you move, note it as walking, walking. And as secondary objects arise, such as seeing, hearing, etc., pay attention to them as well. Nothing can be dismissed as unimportant when noting daily activities, such as domestic chores, eating, cleaning your teeth. All these are good opportunities for the meditators to practice presence of mind. Repeatedly note any and every movement and activity in order to establish the practice so that it becomes second nature for you to note them in your daily routine. Of course, this is not so easy to establish. It requires patience and perseverance, especially in being kind to yourself when you feel frustrated by constant forgetfulness.